This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Scott Henlon. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn, our super producer, Chris Larson, Daniel on the phones today. Senator John Hovind will join us for the top half of this hour. And then next hour, we're going to talk with the Sanford Bismarck president and CEO, Todd Schaefer, a little bit about the endemic phase of COVID-19. Thank you very much. Brought to you this hour by our friends at MyPillow. 60% off right now. Great time to buy the sheets, 60% off, and the towels, 60% off. And, you know, the innovation that goes into every Michael Lindell product is pretty amazing. I remember when sheets were on the drawing board, and see, he just didn't want sheets to sell sheets. He wants a difference maker, you know, an edge. And that was the cotton that came from the Mediterranean.
The Giza
cotton, exactly right, for this special region that the best cotton in the world has grown. It's just how Mike operates. Same thing on the towels. Not just towels to sell them. The lotion-y, look good, you know, flaky towels you get in big box stores. No, these actually dry you off. They're 60% off right now. When you use the promo code Scott, 50% off the slippers, the MyPillow mattress toppers, the beds, MyPillow.com. Great time to shop right now. Click on that radio listener squares for all our hot deals. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, we're waiting for Senator Hovind to hop on the phone here, and then we'll get to it. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. Jackson and Bismarck had a question about energy first up here that I don't think was waiting for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Jackson. What's your question?
Hey, Senator. Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing a really bad job on energy. Our gas prices are getting really high, and foreign countries are producing a lot of our oil. What are you doing to fight this?
All right, so you did have a question for Senator Hovind. I thought you did not, so why I took it. Senator Hovind's not quite on yet, but we can start there with him, Jackson. All right, hang tight if you would like, and we'll get that question in here coming up shortly for Senator Hovind. We're also going to talk about the Biden budget. Those two words go together, Kev, Biden and budget? Not so sure.
Yeah, what budget?
Biden and budget, yeah.
Ridiculous, bizarro world budget? Yeah,
that
goes together.
$5.8 trillion.
With a T.
That's the piece of paper with the things, right? The budget.
Yeah, yeah, the thing, yep. And, of course, to pay for a $5.8 trillion budget, what do you need? Tax hikes, yes. There's tax hikes.
Wow. And look at what they want to do.
Evidently, you're getting the call from Senator Hovind.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch.
Yeah. Just got that word that we're not getting through on the other line to Dan the man. But now they're going to call you. Yeah, so $2.5 trillion in tax increases as part of that budget. I want to find out how we fight that. So we good to go, Kev?
Good to go, yep.
Senator Hovind, welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
Jackson had a question right out of the chute here. Jackson on energy. Go ahead and repeat your question so the senator can hear it.
Hey, Senator. Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing a really bad job on energy. Our gas prices are getting super high, and foreign countries are producing a lot of our oil. What are you doing to fight this?
Well, I mean, it's just ridiculous. We're doing everything we can. We push legislation. We're trying to push it through the court systems. Obviously, you know, we're trying to push it in the court of public opinion. And I really think we're making progress, because when you look at the price of gasoline at the pump, and it's $4.50 a gallon north going up, and it not only affects every time you go fill a car, but every product you buy. I think the push that we're making is going to force them to change course. And the solution isn't like him, you know, what he's doing today, letting some money out of, or some oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It's taking the handcuffs off our energy producers, cutting, you know, taking up all these regulations, allowing us to produce soil on federal lands onshore and off, building the transmission line, building LNG facilities, all these different things that we're pushing for. And I think we are going to prevail, not only because of the push we're making in Congress, but because the public's on our side. And I think we're just going to overwhelm them, even though, you know, they continue to do the wrong things. And it's not only about helping us here at home. It's about helping our allies in Europe stand up to Russia and isolating Russia and preventing them from selling gas as well.
By the way, the Biden administration answer today is Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We'll just you'll send some more out there. 50 million barrels in November, and now we're going to do 30 million now, I guess, again here. And this is the answer. What do you think of that response?
That's not the solution. I mean, at best, that's a Band-Aid inside even a Band-Aid. If you would just take the restrictions off and let us build the pipelines like Keystone, you know, I got that legislation approved before Obama vetoed it. If we could do all these things I said, in other words, empower our energy producers like we have in North Dakota, they'll go out and produce oil and gas in this country with the best environmental stewardship. That's the solution. That's what he needs to do.
And literally, evidently today in their big announcement, in addition to releasing more barrels of from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, they're going to push OPEC to produce more, and they're going to crank up the investigation on price gouging. Either of those two solutions in search of a problem or solutions that you'd support?
No, of course not. I mean, that's ridiculous. We need to empower energy producers at home. We can produce the energy with the best environmental stewardship. Instead, he's asking for it from OPEC or from Maduro in Venezuela. That is the absolute wrong thing to do. Take the handcuffs off our energy producers. That's the solution. It's simple. It's staring you in the face. Do it.
Senator John Hoeven, taking your questions or comments today. I want to get to the budget and the southern border as well. A couple on my list, but the calls are coming in here. Jacob in Fargo for Senator Hoeven. Go ahead.
Hi, Senator Hoeven. Thanks for all you do for the state of North Dakota. I'm just kind of wondering, what can North Dakota specifically do to help with the gas price issues and with the lack of natural gas over in Europe?
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it. And, you know, that's right on. I mean, North Dakota is an energy powerhouse for this nation. We've built that over the last, you know, decade plus, going from less than 100,000 barrels of oil a day to 1.5 million. We're down to 1.1 million right now because of these restrictions that the Biden administration is putting on. If he would work with our energy producers instead of holding them up, we could go back past 1.5 million barrels a day and higher yet. And so I'm saying that's the solution. North Dakota is a huge part of it. Other states are as well. That's the problem, is this administration has been holding us up, and they need to change direction. And that's why we need to continue this drumbeat until we get it done.
Jacob, got your answer?
Absolutely. Thank you, Senator.
Well, I appreciate the call. Texter says, looking at Biden's announcement, more oil from the strategic reserves, there will be nothing left if we have a national emergency. Do we need a strategic petroleum reserve? I always thought the Bakken was our strategic petroleum reserve. We can crank that up on a dime. Why not do that?
I mean, it's fine to have it, Scott, in case you need something on a short-term basis because there's some anomaly in terms of getting energy to market, but that's not the problem. The problem is the Biden administration holding up our ability to produce oil and gas. And so, again, it's fine to have it, but this is not what it was designed for. That's not the problem. The problem is him, you know, putting the handcuffs on our energy producers. That's what we need to change. That's the solution. It's simple. It's straightforward. He just needs to do it, and we need to stay on him until he does.
Tom in Fargo for Senator Hoeven. Go, you're next.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Say, Senator Hoeven, I know you've been working hard on President Trump's border wall. Just curious if you have any updates on progress for us.
Well, we continue to push for it. Obviously, the funding's there. We worked hard. We worked with President Trump, worked hard to get it. And now Biden's just sitting there. He's not advancing it. So, again, this is something we need to continue to work on. We are. The other thing is we had a press conference yesterday and pointed out that if he would just implement the three, if he just enforced the law, if he'd enforce Public Health Order 42, the Remain in Mexico policy, and the third safe country, those things that President Trump did, and it shut down the flow of illegal immigration. It shut it down. And if we can just get Biden and the Biden administration, both through our efforts in Congress and through the courts, and the Supreme Court ruled that he has to enforce the Remain in Mexico policy, and we got to stay on him to keep this public health order 42 in place, that would solve it. And if the message would get out to Central and South America that the law will be enforced, that would stop it. That combined with our push to get construction moving again on the border wall really would address the flow. It's not a complicated thing. We can do this, but we've got to get the administration to enforce the law. And you know, we're going to stay on this until we get it done.
Say, talk about Title 42 a second, Tom. Thanks for the call. This is basically a health order that says you can't come into the U.S. because of what's going on with COVID-19. I'm not sure they followed it based on the sheer numbers, but how is it that they can say, you know, pandemic over at the border for illegal immigrants, but not for anybody else? They're still flying on planes with masks 2 years later.
They can't. No, they can't. It's ridiculous. We'll try to overturn that through a Congressional Review Act provision in the Senate. I think we may be able to pass that, as we have with others. The problem is when it goes to the House, Pelosi and her crew stops it. So then we have to press it through the courts, which we will.
16 past the hour. We'll continue with Senator Hoeven. Calls, questions, comments, welcome. 701-258-0550 if you have a question or comment. And you can also text us, 701-237-1590. Question about impeachment of Biden over what we know now about Hunter Biden's laptop. That when we come back.
All month long at Effectraserve USA, you're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, the 4 for $4 deal, where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, Petroserve USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Brought to you by Advanced Business Methods, ABMnow.com. Great website. This employee-owned company right here means your money stays in the community. But these folks can tell you that today's printers are not just like yesterday's printers. These are really high-end computers. So they work with you to keep them secure, provide quality output and reliability. And they're celebrating the 50th anniversary. 50 years of serving the business community with the best products and best service you'll find anywhere. Go online to find out more, but abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Back with Senator John Hoven with us for another segment. Texter says, knowing what we now know, and I saw Senator Ron Johnson yesterday. Somebody else was with him. I forget who else was breaking this down, but going through what new information now related to, I mean, massive amounts of money that flowed to Biden, millions, right? And then, you know, Joe Biden's identified in it. Is there anything in that that's impeachable, Senator? That's the question from the listener.
Well, I think the first thing is they got to get through and find out exactly what happened, and that's, you know, what needs to happen. I believe, you know, the DOJ is now finally looking at that and bringing all the information for it on Hunter Biden. And then, you know, we'll have to see what that produces and then determine what the appropriate consequences should be.
Texter wants an update on the balanced budget amendment. Wouldn't that help curb inflation is the question. A balanced budget amendment. Yep. Where is the, I mean, there's no chance of that with Democrats in power, right? You're never going to even get a vote on it, are you?
No, they always vote it. Not with Democrats in power, but we push hard to get one. As you know, I've always supported that. You know, we obviously 10 years as governor, we always balanced our budget. I have always co-sponsored a budget balanced budget amendment. We'll continue to do so. Obviously, the Democrats block us from getting one and always vote against it, but absolutely would help, and I'm going to continue to sponsor it and continue to work to get it and push for it.
Al in Bismarck, you're next for Senator Hoven. 2580550. Go, Al.
Hey, good morning, Senator. I'm concerned about how the administration has really handled its COVID response. A lot of overreach in my mind. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on their response and how it could have been handled better and what you would do to stop this kind of overreach.
Agree with you 100%, Al. I've sponsored 10 different bills to put a stop to the Biden COVID mandates. I've fought every single one of them. Voted for congressional review acts where we struck down the provision where he, in essence, was forcing employers to enforce, you know, these vaccine mandates and all that. So, you know, we've fought that thing tooth and nail. We'll continue to do so. It's very frustrating. I went through that protocol. I had to basically isolate for 10 days, you know, and I didn't even have symptoms. So, you know, it is frustrating. It is long past time to end it. People need to get back to their normal lives. I mean, it's vitally important for everybody, for our economy, for our people, for our school kids. And, you know, the public is crying out for it. And so, no, 100%. We're beyond that. We need to get things back to normal. And I think this is a basic civil rights, basic civil liberties issue of freedom. And so, you know, we have to keep fighting for that.
Thank you, Al. Mike in Moorhead for Senator John Hoven. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to theflag.chattango.com, and you can post your responses and stuff anonymously there. Theflag.chattango.com. Question I got for the senator is, why are we exporting all the oil out of America to Asia? You know, people don't know that the Bakken oil is getting piped down to the coast of Louisiana, and it's loaded on super tankers, and they're taking it to Asia.
All right, Senator Holman, you want to take that?
Well, we move some oil offshore, but the real key is that we need to produce more, and we can. We can produce more, and that will help us here at home. And again, we need to be looking at how we move more oil, but also particularly natural gas to our allies in Europe to get them off Russian gas and oil. But, you know, yes, some is exported, but the real key here is we can produce more. And we've got to get the handcuffs off so that our oil producers can go to work, and that will give us more supply here at home.
Let me get your take on this Biden budget. I mean, it's almost mind-boggling. $5.8 billion budget, $2.5 trillion in tax increases, and yet another example of the war on energy in this thing. Talk about how it targets you know, oil and gas specifically as a budget weapon. Unbelievable.
Sure, there's a number. I mean, it's the biggest tax increase, I think, in history, $2.5 trillion tax increase. It would hit everybody. And of course, there's a number of provisions in there that go right at our oil and gas producers. Think about that. So here we are right now with gas at $4.50 a gallon at the pump going up. And instead of helping produce more oil and gas in the country, he wants to go after our energy producers once again. Again, just total lack of common sense. Doesn't make any sense. And, you know, we're going to make sure that it's DOA in Congress.
Bismarck, we go. Michaela, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Hoeven. Is there Michaela?
Hi, Senator.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Hey.
Hi, Senator Hoeven. One of my biggest issues is the life issue. I think abortion is one of the most atrocious things that we have in our society. And so I was wondering what you and the Senate can do to promote and protect life and potentially end Roe v. Wade.
Well, thanks, Michaela. And I couldn't agree with you more. You know, what's more important than life? I mean, absolutely. And, you know, I've been pro-life my whole career. Fought for that as governor and certainly as senator. And it's not only, you know, the legislation. We need to continue to do everything we can in terms of moving legislation, but it's also judges, right? Look what we've done with conservative judges. I would only appoint conservative judges when I was governor. And I probably hold the record for appointing the most judges as a governor. And now in the Senate, I've only voted for conservative judges. We now have six conservative judges, people who enforce the law, which is their job, justices, six conservative justices of the nine on the Supreme Court. Their job is to uphold the law, and I think we actually have a shot now to overturn Roe v. Wade because of that. So this is huge, and we are going to continue to push forward, and hopefully, you know, we can, you know, get that done. We've worked hard to get there. We'll continue to. And again, what's more important than life?
Texter says,
and thank you, Michaela. I appreciate that.
On that note, question from a listener by text says, ask us, Senator Hoeven, if he's voting for Judge Jackson for Supreme Court.
You know, I have to meet with her, but, you know, I have real concerns because of the reasons I just mentioned, in that I don't see her as somebody who will be a strict constructionist and enforce the law, and that's what I have to have in terms of a justice that I would be willing to vote for. So, you know, no, I have real concerns.
Not enough time to take any more calls here, but quickly, this weekend, there is a Republican convention. There is a challenge amongst for you. And what am I trying to say here? A challenge related to the delegates, for the delegates, on who they want as their nominee. What's your 20-second pitch to the delegates that will be there this weekend?
Just, we appreciate all the delegates coming, and I look forward to seeing with them and talking to them. And, you know, we've been working hard. And at the end of the day, I want to make sure that we pull people together and have a positive convention and have a good, strong show for the Republican and move forward with the right agenda for our state and this great nation.
All right. And that's Saturday. We'll cover that, of course, for you as well. Senator Hoeven, thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Sorry we didn't get to all the calls. Wow. A lot of those today on a lot of different topics. When we come back, we're going to talk about endemic versus pandemic for COVID-19. Don't go away. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin just launched its fourth successful space tourism mission, taking six passengers that included a Blue Origin engineer and five paying customers aboard their New Shepard capsule at the company's West Texas facilities.
What a ride!
The launch launch vehicle, and crew all returned safely. As Russia continues to hurl bombs into Ukraine, President Zelensky addressed Australia's parliament this morning.
We can say that Russia destroyed our dream. No, they just burned down a plane, hardware, a shell, but not the essence, not the freedom, not the dignity, nor our independence.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Before the top of the hour, I was deciding which special looks the best to PetroServe USA today.
What a great line, by the way. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Amen.
I gotta take that into the day.
Yeah, there you go. Will it be wild rice casserole today?
Oh, there you go.
Harwood I-29 location for PetroServe USA. That's home cooking. That's grab-and-go convenience. That's what they do at PetroServe USA on this Thursday. Salisbury Steak, the options at the MP Avenue store downtown Fargo. Glendon Salisbury Steak. Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue. And Valley City today, pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Of course, great chicken, the 4-for-4 special. What's not to love? Great food. Lowest price on fuel, PetroServe USA. Just saw a post by my friend Mike DeLore up in Grand Forks with some sad news. Kim Holmes, who was the famous owner of Sanders 1907, which is no more. It became Skies, but great restaurateur, great guy, just unbelievable, full of life. We used to have Kim on every Thanksgiving, talk about all the different tips.
Well, there you go. Yep.
Thanksgiving, just full of life.
It did.
Yeah. Wow.
Never know.
Yeah. So you never know. Exactly right. Sad news there from Grand Forks and for anybody that's been up there enjoying that. All right. Let's welcome to the program from Sanford Health, the president and CEO of the Bismarck West Division, Dr. Todd Schaefer. Dr. Schaefer, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you today?
Doing good. You know, it feels different talking to you right now than it has so many times in the past when we've you know, been talking about capacity in hospitals, things in crisis mode for COVID-19. Are we right to breathe easy here?
Well, I think you described it perfectly. You know, it just has a different feel about it right now. It's really a feeling of the alarm's still up, but people are starting to let themselves relax just a bit. If you look at where we're at overall, you're really, really happy to say, you know, yesterday was the first day we've had in almost 18 months without a single patient with active COVID in the medical center. So we do have patients that are out of that active infectious period that are still having some issues with the, you know, complications of COVID disease, And they're still in the medical center, but otherwise we have zero actively infected patients in the hospital right now.
We're a ways in now to the Omicron variant. What did we learn from that? There were some thoughts early on that it was something that was more easily spread, but way less deadly, way less hospitalizations. You know, all of the worst of the worst. Is that what the final numbers look like on Omicron?
That it was very accurate for our Omicron. When you looked at the transmissibility, you know, we did see a pretty good surge and a pretty good spike of cases that we saw as an outpatient. You know, our walk-in clinics and our emergency room was very busy with taking care of patients and seeing them for Omicron. Hospitalizations did spike, and again, not as high a spike than what we saw from, you know, the original SARS-19 virus and then the Delta variant. But I think there was a couple of factors related to that. One, I think that the virus was less virulent, which means it's less likely to attack you and cause harm. But then also seeing a heavy burden of natural immunity from people that have had infections in the community, as well as the proportion of people who were vaccinated. So I think all three factors contributed to, you know, getting us to where we're at right now with it. So, you know, we did learn that there is the virus is starting to get into more of that endemic phase, which, you know, really means that it's just something we're going to have around on a day-to-day basis. And like a lot of other viruses, you know, they don't do well if they kill their host. You know, viruses don't tend to live long if they have nowhere to live. So they've gotten, you know, the virus will eventually mutate to the point where they can just coexist and not cause so much morbidity and mortality from that. And that's where we see natural immunity. That's where we see immunization come in. So all of it's very important to get it this more into that endemic state versus pandemic.
Yeah. Any update on that front? I know when you talk about the natural spread of the virus from Omicron, vaccines, obviously, long have been your number one tool for reducing your best chance of being in the hospital. I mean, the worst of the worst, right? Hospitalizations, deaths, your argument has always been, look, if we, the more people that we have vaccinated, the less people we'll have in the hospital, and the less people we'll have dying from it. How does that data look today?
I think the data really does strongly support that in areas where the vaccination rates were higher, you saw less hospitalization and less death related to that. In counties throughout the United States where you had less vaccination, you did see a higher rate of that. So I think that, you know, the data does strongly support that that kind of what we thought to begin with, but now is realized as we've worked our way through a third surge of it.
Questions or comments, by the way, welcome for Dr. Schaefer. You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can call us at 800-228-0550. If you like to email, you can do that too. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You mentioned earlier endemic. When do we officially transition? What does it take to officially transition from pandemic to endemic? And by the way, that's happened in other countries, right? I've seen the countries in Europe say a version of what you just said. We're there now. What does that trigger in the United States?
Well, that's, you know, if you look at like the Institute of Health, CDC, there's criteria that they use to define that. So many cases per 100,000 population, the rate of infectivity, the rate of hospitalization and death. You know, endemic diseases don't necessarily cause significant hospitalization and death. They just kind of live amongst the population. So they have fairly well-defined criteria that they follow. And, you know, the one thing about, the United States, you know, it's a very large country, and, it seems like the coasts always seem to get hit first, and then it kind of works its way over to the Midwest. So it'll take time for the virus through the entire country, through the population of the entire United States, to kind of get into that balancing act to where we see a consistent rate of infectivity throughout the United States. So, you know, I know that they're evaluating and watching the data very carefully. And then, you know, obviously watching for, you know, new subvariants and strains to come through. You know, knock on wood, like I said, we're at zero hospitalizations as of late yesterday with active disease. You know, and we're watching carefully. for, you know, this subvariant of the Omicron that's coming through. It, again, supposed to be a little more transmissible, but a little less deadly in terms of hospitalizations and death. So it's I think as you start to see those types of things come across Europe, come across the United States, it'll get to that more what we call like basically a steady state where we now say it's just something that's with us. Similar like, you know, influenza, we have little spikes to that, where, but it's not big enough to where it would go into a quote-unquote pandemic state.
Texter says, it's nice to hear that we are acknowledging natural immunity. What took so long? Was there ever a pushback as far as you're concerned or Sanford on the idea that natural immunity was a thing? I don't recall that being a, I mean, natural immunity is widely known. I guess the question is, do you need a vaccine or not to get it? Just your take on the natural immunity for this listener.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, from our standpoint, we've never, I don't, in my opinion, I don't think we've downplayed natural immunity. The big thing is that we see the data that shows that vaccinations are more effective than natural immunity. So when you have something that works better, you're going to want to utilize that. You know, perfect example, if a bear is charging at you and you have a 22 pistol or a 44 Magnum, you're going to want to pick the 44 Magnum because that the 22 pistol is not going to take that bear down. So, you know, would it potentially work? If you do it right, absolutely. But if you have a tool that works even better, why would you not utilize that and why would we not promote that? I think that's the idea behind really supporting vaccination as the most effective tool that we have.
Another question has to do with the variant of Omicron that you mentioned earlier. Texter wants to know, are you concerned about it? Are we seeing a lot of it in North Dakota? I saw something the other day said the new strain was now the already number one. In other words, the most cases in the U.S. were of the new variant. Are you finding that in North Dakota as well?
At this point in time, you know, we're not testing to the same extent that we did, like for, as an example, during Delta, during early Omicron. Once we saw Omicron was the predominant variant, we really stopped sequencing that. Once we start to see the cases going up, I would imagine that we'll start sequencing again to watch for that variant. Just knowing that as, you know, it's really starting to go up across Europe, we know that usually it follows the very specific pattern with all these surges. It starts in Europe, it gets to the coast, then it comes to the Midwest. But as always, our, you know, testing and surveillance will lag a little bit behind from when it's actually here. So, you know, could it be here already? Absolutely. And we may not know because, again, as the variant gets more transmissible and less virulent, then, you know, less people are going to come in to get tested because they may have more just common cold symptoms. So we may not have the ability to have that same surveillance because people might take an at-home test or just say, you know what, I've got a cold, I'm going to stay home for a couple of days from work. And it would not get tested. So I think to say if it's here or not, I would guess that it's here. But do we know it for sure? I really can't comment. I don't know that. I haven't heard that.
Final question. We only have about 30 seconds for your answer here, but I'm just curious what you expect in the months to come. You got good news today. You expect that momentum to continue?
Well, if anything, we've learned from COVID in the last two to three years here that we've dealt with it. Every time we think we have seen the light at the end of the tunnel, we can take a deep breath. Something else seems to pop up. So we're cautiously optimistic, you know, from what we're seeing right now. We're really, really pleased that we have no hospitalizations at this point in time. We're, you know, the infectious rate is going down. We're certainly watching the subvariant and what that's doing, but we have every reason to be cautiously optimistic going forward.
Appreciate the update, especially on a day with some good news related to a challenging 2 years to understate the obvious. Sanford Bismarck, President and CEO, Dr. Todd Schaefer. Thanks for the time, Dr. Schaefer. Good to chat with you.
I always appreciate coming on. Thanks, Scott.
All right, friends, final segment for your last chance to weigh in on the news of the day. Darren in West Fargo is waiting to go. Anybody else, welcome. 258-0550.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic.
now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Dr. Peter McCullough is coming to Fargo, known by millions across the world as someone that has fought COVID-19 overreach. He'll be here along with lawyer Chris Kobach, the lawyer litigating against the federal government on behalf of North Dakota and the COVID shot mandates. May 6th, 7 p.m., sponsored by Freedom Matters USA, hosted by ND Conservative Advocates. Tickets at eventbrite.com or go to ndcan.org, ndcan.org. And don't miss Peter McCullough in Fargo, May 6th, 7 p.m.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Deere GMC.com. The all-new 22 Sierra 1500's on their way. They're taking orders now. A lot of improvements to check out on those. I can fill you in. New Buicks GMCs are arriving daily, so hurry before those are gone. And those, plus many of those over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs that are on the lot, are all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes models, and like I say, the vast majority have Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we have about 11 minutes before the hour. We've had a live studio audience today. Jason from Lakes Country has been here. It's been fun for you to hang out with us?
Yeah, of course. Love you guys.
Well, the feeling's mutual. We love our loyal listeners. Any topic we didn't cover today that we should have? It's been kind of one of those days where we're checking a lot of boxes.
Well, the big news, you know, is the Chris Rock thing.
Sure it is.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And the Academy is contemplating some
Oh, my God.
Actual action.
And now Fear the Memes will never end.
So much other stuff going on, guys.
Yeah. Exactly.
Truly.
We're fully aware. And Vince from Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2 is here as well today. The man from the Wellness Factory.
That's right.
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
Anything on your mind today?
Hot tubs and saunas. And
is that right?
I was listening to Dr. Schaefer, and, you know, you talk about the bear coming and the guns.
Right.
The biggest gun you could have is a sauna, and you sit in that once or twice a day, you'll be good.
Great point. There's your immune system boost, right?
Every day.
Yeah, exactly right. Hot tub, sauna. Give me the famous quote on the sauna again.
On the sauna from, that would be from Hippocrates in 400 B.C.
400 B.C. It's a long time ago. That's how long the wisdom of having a sauna has been around. What did he say?
He said, give me the ability to induce a fever, I can cure any illness. And that's what happens when you sit in a sauna every day. You're giving your body an artificial fever. Your body reacts, sweats out the fever. But in that process, good things are happening. Blood's flowing better. Heart's beating better. You're detoxifying. You're releasing endorphins, which boosts your immune system. And, you know, I will tell you, if you sit in a sauna every day, you're just not going to get sick. And I know that's a bold statement, but what have you got to lose from trying it?
In this day and age, you want to do everything you possibly can.
And that's natural.
Yeah.
You know,
going back to the cave days.
I don't have to take a shot.
Right.
I don't have to take a pill. I just have to sit and relax for 20 to 30 minutes today in heat, and your body will respond in a miraculous ways. And again, Dr. Rhonda Patrick, I can't promote this podcast enough. She has a podcast, and it's titled Saunas Mimic Exercise. A use of sauna mimics exercise, but it's way deeper than that. You've listened to it. It's incredible.
It is. Well, what I've got a kick out of and was most influential to me is how the doctors reacted to her. Like, thank you. We need to get to, I mean, like heart doctors, you know, the seminar she's giving.
And it's deeper than what we get into in daily conversations. I mean, they start throwing heat proteins out there and how when they're exposed to extreme heat, the body reacts by living better, living longer, and on and on and on. Just great stuff. And it's worth the time to take that 45 minutes to listen to it. It's incredible.
And you're a satisfied customer, Justin. That's how we met.
That is how we met.
Customer appreciation party over at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, and I hate to correct my good friend here, Vince, but Hippocrates said every day made better.
Did he really? Yeah.
That's actually what it was.
You're better above the water, below the water, the whole deal. And all of us in this room enjoy the benefits, including Kev, out there in Lakes Country.
Oh,
good. All those aches and pains from those crazy California vacations.
We'll not do Minnesota winters without it.
One of the reasons I'm here right now is to get the cabin ready, and that's first on my list.
There you go. All right. Well, glad to have you guys today. Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, one of our fine sponsors. Really appreciate them. Right there in West Fargo by Spitfire. There's also, of course, the Bismarck store in front of the Walmart Expressway and Walmart and Grand Force for the Grand Cities Mall. Darren in West Fargo, let's get one last call in today on the program. Darren, what's on your mind?
Well, I was really hoping to catch Mr. Hope, and I've called his office in Washington a couple of times to find out, you know, with the convention this weekend, him wanting to be our senator again. A month ago, the ATF rejected a bunch of Form 1, says that we have more difficulty building our own suppressors. A couple weeks from now, they're going to tell us that we can't build our own firearms as easily as we've been doing since before the U.S. was a country. And then shortly after that, they're going to tell us that those of us that have pistol braces are now criminals because we're going to decide that those are short-barreled rifles instead. And I really would like to have heard Mr. Hovind's stance on all this and what he plans to do as my representative about it.
All right. Well, tell you what I will do. I'll ask Senator Kramer, who will be on tomorrow, but we'll also forward this on to Senator Hovind's office and try to have an answer for you tomorrow on the program.
I appreciate that because I've called several times, and I can't get an answer from them. They thank me for my concern, and they say that they're going to let the senator know, but I can't get an answer as to where he stands on it.
All right, and your specific question is any particular piece of legislation or anything?
No, there is no legislation. That is the problem. The ATF is changing the rules without any representation from us. And it's going to make some of us criminals just because they decided to change something that has been this way since before the country was a country.
Darren, thanks for bringing that to our attention. As I mentioned, we'll forward that on to Senator Hoban's answer. Questions, see if we can get you an answer, and we'll have it tomorrow on the program, okay? And if we don't get it by then, we'll ask Senator Kramer, who will be here tomorrow for the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour. So welcome your calls then. God bless you, folks. Got to go. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April auctions include nearly 1,500 acres of crop pasture and hunting land in Slope, Stark, Pettinger, and Dunn counties in western North Dakota, 224 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, and 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Griggs County, and further auctions in Pembina, Stutzman, Wells, and Burley counties in North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.